السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to this week's English khutbah. And the topic is والسابقون السابقون. The foremost, the foremost. الحمد لله. All praises are due to Allah, who draws the sincere believers close to Him, making them from the سابقون, the foremost. Forerunners towards paradise and his intimate company, and I bear witness with every facet of my being that there is nothing worthy of absolute love, nothing worthy of attaching our hearts upon in worship except Allah, the One, having no partners in his oneness, and I bear witness that our leader and our master, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the perfect example of what it means to be a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and is his messenger sent to the entirety of mankind. O Allah, we ask you to bestow your peace, blessings and grace upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, upon his family and upon his companions, and whomsoever follows them in the best of ways till the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, slaves of Allah, and myself with an awe-filled consciousness of Allah. For verily Allah says, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. And fear a day when you will be returned to Allah, and then every soul will be compensated for what it has earned, and you will not be treated unjustly. Ayyuhal Muslimun, O you who believe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us in His blessed book about three categories of people, saying, وَكُنْتُمْ أَزْوَاجًا ثَلَاثَةً فَأَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ مَا أَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ وَأَصْحَابُ الْمَشْأَمَةِ مَا أَصْحَابُ الْمَشْأَمَةِ وَالسَّابِقُونَ السَّابِقُونَ أُولَئِكَ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ فِي جَنَّاتِ النَّعِيمِ. And you will become on that day of three kinds of people. The companions of the right. Who are the companions of the right? And the companions of the left. Who are the companions of the left? And the foremost and the foremost. Those are the ones who are brought nearer to Allah in the gardens of bliss. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these noble verses informs us that on that last day, the day of judgment, all of mankind will be divided into three groups. There will be a group who are known as the Ashabul Yameen, the companions of the right. And they're called the Ashabul Yameen because they will take their books of their hisab, the books of their account, in their right hand. And this will be the majority of the people of Jannah. And then there will be a group known as the Ashabu Shimal, those of the left. And they will be called likewise because they take the books of their deeds in their left hand, indicating a terrible result with regards to their account. And then there will be the groups of people who excelled everyone. There will be the groups of people who are the foremost, the Sabiqoon. And they will be called so, the foremost, because they are the Aqrab, the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so who are they? Who are these people who are the Sabiqoon? Who are these foremost? The books of tafsirs tell us that they are the Anbiya, the Rusul, the Prophets and the Messengers, and the Siddiqoon, the truthful ones from the believers, and the Shuhada and the Martyrs, and the Salihin and the Righteous, and those who are the Muttaqoon, those who are characterized by Taqwa, consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's because of these attributes and because this selection that they had, that they superseded the others and they became the forerunners and those who excelled in drawing nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so they will be the forerunners and those who come closest to the Jannatul Na'im, those gardens of bliss. And so if we want what is the greatest, if we want to be from this category, then we should strive to be from those who strive to be from them. For this is the most noblest of rewards. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَمَّا إِن كَانَ مِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ فَرَوْحٌ وَرَيْحَانٌ وَجَنَّةُ نَعِيمٌ And if they are from those who are brought nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then for such people there is the rawh, the rest, wa rayhan, and great bounty, wa jannatu na'im, and a gardens of bliss. And so the people who then take part in this gardens of bliss, the people who have this rawh, this rest, this great bounty, will be the people who on that day, who are from those who excelled, the foremost, and there will be people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about them that they will be ala sururin mawduna muttaqiina alayha mutaqabinin. They will be on thrones adorned, and they will be reclining upon them, mutaqabilin, facing each other. So they will be on that day taking in this greatness of this mandar, this greatness of their being honored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever they see upon, they desire, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will manifest that for them. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَطُوفُ عَلَيْهِمْ وِلْدَانٌ مُخَلَّدُونَ بِأَكْوَابٍ وَأَبَارِيكَ وَكَأْسٍ مِّن مَعِينٍ لا يصدعون عنها ولا ينزفون وفاكهة مما يتخيرون ولحم طير مما يشتهون وحور عين كأمثال اللؤلؤ المكنون جزاء بما كانوا يعملون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that circulating around them will be wildanu mukhalladun, boys who are young boys who have been made eternal, as in the state of service, bi akwabin wa abarik wa ka'sin min ma'in. In that will be vessels and pitchers and beautiful cups with flowing springs. لا يصدعون عنها ولا ينزفون. These people in this state who are taking part and appreciating this, they won't have headaches, they will not be intoxicated by these things, they'll be rather in a state of perpetual bliss. وَفَاكِهَةٍ مِمَّا يَتَخَيَّرُونَ And any fruits that they want, anything they desire will manifest. وَلَحْمٍ طَيْرٍ مِمَّا يَشْتَهُونَ And any meat that they desire, a fowl, will come, be manifest again. وَحُورٌ عِينٌ And from them will be transcendent maidens with luminous, beautiful eyes, كَأَمْثَالِ اللُّؤْلُؤِ الْمَكْنُونَ As if they were pearls, well protected and hidden, جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَنُونَ As a recompense for what they did. And so this recompense, this reward for those who are السابقون, those who are those who strove, the سابقون, those who the foremost, this is their recompense, this is their reward. And why is this there? Because they were people who gave themselves for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this life. They were people who were the سابقون, who strove with the بذل النفوس by giving themselves, giving everything they had for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so what was it that made them this state? Because they strove for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this life, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them the jaza. Al-jaza min jins al-amal. That the jaza, the recompense, comes from capacity to what you've got given. And because they excel in this life, they are the people of excellence in the next life. And so who are these people? Well, we know from these people that they're from the people of not just From the awwalun, they'll be from who? When we discuss them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ The first of these forerunners, of these سابقون, are from who? The muhajirin wal-ansar, the sahaba, the greatest of them, who did hijrah for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those who made nusra, who made help of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the ansar. These are from the greatest of the سابقون. But then what comes after that? وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِأَحْسَانِ And those who followed them in this way of ahsan. رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ These are the people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with, and they are pleased with Him. وَعَدَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي تَجْرِي and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for them gardens, تَحْتَهَا الْأَنْهَارِ that underneath will be rivers flowing, خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ and that is the great foes, that is the great attainment. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that the greatest of the Sahaba attain this. But don't think that you can't. Follow them, اتبعوهم, follow them in the ihsan, in the greatness that they did. And that's where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives many examples of the people we should follow, and that the root of them being the Anbiya. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions them, for example, He mentions the Prophet Zakariya alayhi salam, and He says, and his family, and He says, إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ that they used to hasten to do the good. And elsewhere, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam describes what does this mean. He said, أَمَّا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُوا بِالْخَيْرَاتِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ those who strove for doing the good, those who strove for doing the good in this world, they enter Jannah without hisab. There's no account being taken from them. And so what kind of examples can we give? Look at the life of Sayyidina Abu Bakr. Look at the life of Sayyidina Umar. Sayyidina Umar narrates, because he used to strive to do the good, and he narrates that he wanted to, there was a time when the Prophet ﷺ said, who will give sadaqah? And so he thought, this day I will precede Sayyidina Abu Bakr. And so he came and he with half of his wealth, and he gave it to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ma abqayta li ahlik." He said, "What did you leave for your family?" And Sayyidina Umar responded by saying, "The like of it, mithlahu," to the extent of what he left, i.e., half. And then at that moment, Sayyidina Abu Bakr came forward, and he gave likewise his wealth to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when he was asked the same question, "Ma abqayta li ahlik?" What did you leave for your family? Sayyidina Abu Bakr responded by saying, "Abqaytu lahumullah wa rasula," that I left for them Allah and His Messenger. And this is the greatness of Sayyidina Abu Bakr. And at that moment, Sayyidina Umar said, I knew at that moment, I will never supersede you abada in anything, ever. Because this was the rank of Sayyidina Abu Bakr. And the rank of Sayyidina Abu Bakr wasn't through kathratul, it wasn't because of doing much many things, but because of something waqa'a fi sadrihi, from that ikhlas and that muhabba and his love for giving for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that fell in his heart. And so he gave everything he had because of that sincerity of iman in his heart, and that's why he's siddiq, that's why he's a truthful one. And similarly, we find this with all of the sahaba, the khiyar of the sahaba, and then we find this with those who followed them in the best of ways. And so what do we take from this? We take from this what one of the things that we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes about these people is تَرَاهُمْ رُكَّعًا سُجَّدًا يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِدْوَانًا that you find the people who are sabiqoon, you find them bowing and prostrating, seeking the fadl of Allah and His pleasure. And so one of the ways that they say that you know that what is a person, how does a person draw nearer to Allah? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in Hadith Qudsi, which is as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, he said, "Inna Allah qal," he said, "wama taqarraba ilayya 'abdi bi shay'in ahabba ilayya mimma iftaradtuhu alayhi." He said, "My servant does not draw nearer to me with anything more beloved to me than except I've made fard." And from that fard comes from the salah. And that's why some of the ulama say, you want to see these people who are the sabiqoon, look at those people who hasten to salah. You'll find them hastening when they hear the adhan. You'll find them being in the early rows of the masajid. And why is that? That is literally a physical representation of the ahamiyah, the attachment that they have and the love that they have in their hearts for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so they are hastening to do the ada of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made fard upon them, which is salah. You also find these people having a relationship with the Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about such people, ثم أورثنا الكتاب الذين اصطفينا من عبادنا فمنهم ظالم لنفسه ومنهم مقتصد ومنهم سابق بالخيرات بإذن الله ذلك هو الفضل الكبير. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we've caused this book to be inherited, the Quran, and then to those who we chose from our servants, and amongst them is ظالمٌ لنفسه. The book is there in front of him, the book is apparent, but he wrongs himself thereby. He doesn't follow it, he doesn't respect it. وَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدْ, and from them those who are moderate, who are medium placed. وَمِنْهُمْ سَابِقٌ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ, and from them are those who are foremost in their deeds. بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, through Allah's permission, ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَضْلُ الْكَبِيرُ, that is the great bounty of Allah. And the ulama in interpreting this being that when you see a person busied with the Quran, when you see a person busied in learning it, busied in reciting it, busied in pondering it, having attachment to the Quran, then know that this is a person who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened up his fadl, his bounty for. And you can understand that maybe these are the bushra, this is the sign that he will be from those who are sabiqun bil khayrat, he will be from as-sabiqun. As one of the great Sahabi, Khabbab radiallahu anhu said, he said, draw nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with everything you have, and there is nothing you can draw nearer to Allah more than by his kalam, his own speech. So brothers and sisters, let us busy ourselves with drawing near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the obligatory. And then when we've gone beyond that, let us busy ourselves with drawing nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the supererogatory, the necessary, the extra. And then let us be from those who singularize, who make our lives one for Allah, that we become for Allah. لِلَّهِ لَا لِشَيْءٍ دُونَ, not for anything else other than that. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, سَبَكَ الْمُفَرِّدُونَ, he said, those who make fard, make the oneness of their lives. The oneness for who? Oneness for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his lives. He said, sabaqa. They've reached beyond everyone else. They've reached the ranks and preceded everyone else. The Sahaba said, qalu wa mal al-mufarridun ya Rasulullah. And who are those who make, who are the mufarridun ya Rasulullah? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded by saying, al-dhakirun Allah kathiran wa al-dhakirat. Those from the men and women who make much remembrance, make much recognition, make much busying themselves with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the more you can do that, the more you become from the mufarridun, and the more you become from those who are sabiqun. Why? Because you make your heart for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our hearts for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu, ya muqallib al-qulub, ya, O you who turn the hearts, turn our hearts to you. Thabbit, make our hearts firm ala deenik, upon your religion. Make our hearts firm upon your love of your Nabi, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and make us from those who are foremost, the sabiqoon, who hasten to the khayrat, to the good. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assist us in the way of piety and obedience. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those devoutly obedient to him, to enable us to be in service of the way of his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the way he has ordered us to be in obedience to. I say this and I ask Allah for forgiveness for me and for you. So invoke him for forgiveness, for he is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with this comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah has been brought to you by Idha'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi.